Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, November 17th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. I know you've all been worried and concerned and excited and anxious, but yesterday I got official confirmation that my co-host James Marino will be back in the New York tri-state area tonight. I don't know if that means he'll be joining me on the show tomorrow as I'm going to go see a screening of the new movie musical La La Land, but have no fear, he will be hosting this week on Broadway come Sunday, and we'll be back together on Monday, so you're welcome, your prayers have been answered. Alright, on to the news. Yesterday was a very good day for the fansies across the world. First, you remember that earlier this fall, original Broadway stars Jeremy Jordan, Kara Lindsay, Ben Fankhauser, and Andrew Keenan Bolger joined the national touring company of Newsies at Hollywood's Pantages Theater for a performance that was filmed for release in 2017. Well, yesterday, Disney Theatrical Productions and Fathom Events announced that the show will in fact not play one night in movie theaters. It also won't play two nights in movie theaters, but instead, Newsies will play three nights in theaters around the country on February 16th, 18th, and 22nd of 2017. Now, they didn't specify if the film would play three nights in the same theaters, or if they'll play different theaters on those three nights, but if I know the fansies like I think I do, they kind of scare me sometimes, but I feel pretty confident in saying that there will be many of them that see it each of those three nights, even if it requires a bit of road tripping. Ticket on sale dates will be announced later this year, and you can sign up for additional event announcements at www.newsiesthemusical.com. Speaking of fancy road trips, I also have a pretty good feeling that there might be something of a Newsies convention in St. Louis this coming August, because yesterday, the legendary St. Louis Muni announced its 99th season, which will be capped off by a 7-day run of the Little Union That Could musical. Newsies will play from August 7th through 13th, and will be preceded by Jesus Christ Superstar from June 12th through 18th, Disney's The Little Mermaid from the 20th through 29th, Then a Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum will set up shop from July 5th through the 11th, then the Elvis-Shakespeare mashup, All Shook Up, will be playing the 13th through 19th, then the Unsinkable Molly Brown will begin on My Brother's Birthday, July 21st, and run through the 27th. Then A Chorus Line will play July 29th through August 4th before Newsies closes the season. New season tickets will be available beginning on Monday, March 6th of 2017. Current subscribers can get tickets now. Based on the level of star power that the Muni regularly brings in for these short summer runs, I think this is going to be a dynamite summer in St. Louis. In other show and casting news, yesterday it was announced that Tony nominee Isabel Keating, stage and screen heartthrob Andy Mientis, and Broadway regular Fred Applegate will be joining the Wicked National Tour in East Lansing, Michigan next Tuesday. I guess it's only fair, considering East Lansing will need a significant pick-me-up after my Ohio State Buckeyes end any hopes that the Michigan State Spartans have of reaching backdoor bowl eligibility status on Saturday. Go Bucks! Anyway, back on stage, Mientis will take over the role as Bach, Keating will play Madame Morrible, and Applegate will either turn someone into a baseball player in hopes of stealing his soul or beating the Yankees, or, as he did on Broadway last year, he will play the wonderful Wizard of Oz. I'm not sure, I guess we're going to have to wait till Tuesday to find out. Jessica Vaux and Amanda Jane Cooper play the witches Wicked and Good respectively on the tour, and Jeremy Woodard plays Fiero. Over the last few months, we've been telling you about this new musical about Cher's life that is slowly making its way to the stage. Well, yesterday it apparently took a giant leap forward as an Equity casting notice was posted for a staged reading of the show directed by Avenue Q, Pitch Perfect, and Fully Committed director Jason Moore. The show is being produced by Jeffrey Seller and Flati Suarez and features music from Cher's extensive catalog, as well as a book by Tony winner Rick Ellis. As we mentioned before, the show follows Cher across her incredible life and career and features three different actresses playing the Ego winner. That's Emmy, Grammy, and Oscar. She's still waiting on her Tony. Once the cast is announced, if it is made public, we will let you know. And according to the notice, this two-week staged reading will take place from January 2nd through 14th in New York City. In a related story, in his latest column, the New York Post's Michael Riedel really wants someone to make a musical based on Bruce Springsteen's new memoir, Born to Run. There's nothing else of actual substance in the article, but Riedel really thinks a producer should get on this. Thanks, Michael. Moving on to actual theater news, yesterday Forbes reported that the Broadway League, the Great White Way's National Trade Association, has unanimously selected Disney's theatrical president, Thomas Schumacher, as its next chairman. Schumacher is expected to take over as chairman following the league's annual meeting in December of 2017, giving him plenty of time to study up and prepare. Forbes does note that this is kind of an interesting choice because Disney did not join the Broadway League until 2013, and it is still not fully assimilated with the other commercial theater firms. Disney negotiates its own collective bargaining agreements with all 14 of the different labor unions that operate on Broadway, and distributes its own show programs devoid of alcohol or tobacco advertisements at the New Amsterdam Theater. Forbes's Mark Hirschberg posits at the end of his article that, quote, "the selection of Schumacher suggests the start of a new chapter for the sector, and perhaps a beginning of a storybook romance, Mickey Mouse and the characters of Broadway living happily ever after." Given the amount of money Disney Theatrical has generated over Schumacher's 2 decades in charge, if he can bring some of that pixie dust to the rest of Broadway, more power to him. Finally, I'm going to wrap up this very Disney-centric episode, which I guess is appropriate considering where I live, but I'm going to talk about the new Disney animated musical, Moana. I am recording this after having gotten home from a press screening for the film, and as you know, the musical features music co-written and sometimes performed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. My full review will be up on Broadway World sometime over the next few days, Monday at the latest, so check there or on my Twitter to read it. But in short, it is a gorgeous, spectacular film deserving of a spot amongst Disney classics. Set in the South Pacific, the visuals are beautiful and the music is great. Like a lot of the recent Disney musicals, there aren't a ton of songs in the movie, but you can absolutely hear Lin's influence on the score. There are traces of Nina from In the Heights, Campbell and Danielle from Bring It On, and all of the Schuyler sisters from Hamilton. And the two main actors, 15-year-old Ali'i Carvalho and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, are funny and sweet and fantastic. The story focuses on a young girl who sets out on the ocean to save her island home and seeks out a demigod, not to be confused with a demagogue, to help her. I feel pretty comfortable in saying that Disney and musical theater fans and Disney musical theater fans of all ages are going to love this film. I know I did. All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Join me on Friday, I think without James, to close out the week, and I will talk to you tomorrow.